Good evening. I'm Rick Cottom. Welcome to Your Maryland. On the night of July 28, 1814, at the height of the War of 1812, a sleek, black-hulled schooner glided undetected through the British blockade outside New York Harbor and made for the high seas. She was the Chasseur, a fast clipper built in Fells Point and commanded by Baltimore's most feared privateer captain, Thomas Boyle. The 39-year-old Boyle was known to every admiral, lookout, and gunner in the Royal Navy. As master of the privateer Comet, he had wreaked havoc with British shipping in the Caribbean. His first raid alone had brought in $400,000 in prize money. In one sea battle, he had gotten the Comet in among a small convoy of armed merchant ships and their frigate escort, blasting first one, then another, for 3 hours, until eventually he took three as prizes. His plan for the summer of 1814 was even more daring. Knowing the British would be looking for him in the Caribbean, he set a course for the Irish coast, where convoys from the West Indies broke up and the ships headed for their home ports. There, where the merchant ships felt safest, Boyle and the Chasseur would be waiting. The plan worked beautifully. On August 16th, he captured the Eclipse, and 3 days later, the Commerce. 2 days later, he overtook and boarded the Antelope, whose captain had refused to fight. Boyle found that shameful and sent his prisoners into London with a scorching letter to the Admiralty. He then returned to business and in short order captured the Christiana, the Reindeer, the Favorite, and the Prudence. Then he did the unimaginable. British admirals off the American coast had declared the United States to be under a state of blockade, even though they hadn't enough ships to enforce it. Boyle thought that was improper. To right matters, he and the 100 or so men of the 85-foot Chasseur, cruising off the Irish coast, now declared the following. All the ports, harbors, bays, creeks, rivers, inlets, outlets, islands, and seacoasts of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Ireland were henceforth in a state of strict and rigorous blockade. He handed the document to the stunned captain of a ship he'd just captured and told him to take it to the coffee house in London that served as headquarters for Lloyd's Maritime Insurance. From there, he was sure word would spread quickly. It certainly did. Within days, the Royal Navy had every available ship of the line converging on the Irish Sea, intent upon sending the Chasseur to the bottom. Boyle turned the little clipper southwest into the Atlantic, but British sails soon appeared everywhere on the horizon. Many the Chasseur could outrun. Others she could not. Boyle somehow held them off with his long guns, dodging and running close to the wind. But he didn't exactly flee. Whenever the opportunity arose, he overtook and boarded more merchantmen, declaring them prizes, even though the pursuing British soon liberated them again. The Chasseur glided back into New York on October 24, 1814, ending the most spectacular privateer voyage in an age of daring seamanship. Boyle had captured, damaged, or destroyed $1.5 million worth of shipping. British maritime insurance rates soared 33%, and a premium was charged anyone crossing the Irish Channel. The Admiralty assigned 14 sloops of war and 3 frigates to patrol the Irish Sea, and the merchants of Glasgow presented a memorial to the king, remarking the audacity of American privateers and noting the large numbers of ships captured by a country whose maritime strength we have hitherto held in contempt. Back in Baltimore, with his wife and 6 children, Thomas Boyle didn't let success go to his head. The Chasseur was in New York, refitting for another voyage, and anyway, Baltimore was still celebrating the victories at North Point and Fort McHenry. As Boyle prepared to go out again, he was probably only dimly aware that in both cities the Chasseur was taking on another name. To everyone from Five Points to Fells Point, she was now the pride of Baltimore.